Hello, and this is Richard Martin of the Wake Up Call, a twice weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Labour Day, Monday, September the 3rd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. Now, I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts that you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you've heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So we open today's show with a quick summary of what I think you need to know about where Trump's fortunes will lead in the short term. And feel free to ignore the hideous rubbish you read in the mainstream media, and hopefully you will get something more like the reality from me at the Wake Up Call. Well, Trump heads into the midterm referendum on his presidency, showing no real progress on a core promise, which was to raise the wages of, quote-unquote, America's forgotten men and women. So in reality, ordinary Americans' hourly earnings are lower than they were a year ago, after inflation is taken into account. Real wages have remained mostly stagnant despite an expanding economy. So I've got quite a lot to talk about in that respect. Then I will come back to one of my major themes on this show, ladies and gentlemen, happiness. And happiness is a theme I'm fascinated by, largely because it is so under-analysed and yet obviously so essential to our well-being. So I'm going to talk for a few minutes about some interesting developments in that department. Well, with all the talk about trade tariffs, it's silly to think that China returning to trade talks will result in anything substantial. This is not just me being pessimistic. It's really a realistic appraisal of what the Chinese have to gain from their part of the equation. Well, the stock market is once again at an all-time high, thanks to a little help from our friends at the Federal Reserve. We've got a few unfortunate quotes where the quotas may rue the day they made those quotes. But anyway, I'm going to talk for quite a long time about this. It's an unfortunate fact of life that we need to understand what's going on in the market and how the pronouncements of the pundits affected. So that's about it. There are a couple of other things which we shall discuss if I have time, but in the main, that's your show for today. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write the words sample shows or something along those lines. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times we're living in. So you can feel free to select any 3 shows, and you'll find them on the Podbean archives, which is part of what I believe the page you're looking at right now. And you can choose any, but I would recommend in particular the show of June the 29th, because it's my mid-year assessment and it's still rather relevant to today's goings-on. So let me just finish with my information, starting with the email address that you will need to write to me, which is actually blazoned across the Podbean page anyway, but let me just give it to you. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's, as I say, on the Podbean page, so you shouldn't have a problem finding it. It's right there in front of you as you open the page. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word. And I also, in addition to a Facebook page, I also have a Twitter page. And the address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. RM for Richard Martin. One word, RM Wake Up Call. I sporadically put in comments on the Facebook and Twitter pages. Twitter usually contains the one-liners, and Facebook contains information which is really not appropriate or interesting to discuss in the major show. And of course, everyone is free to consult those two pages. So, I hope that you have enjoyed my little synopsis here, and that you are having a wonderful Labor Day, nice and relaxed, and that you will be ready for work tomorrow. And I, Richard Martin, will be back on Friday with another edition of the Wake Up Call. So until then, take care and bye-bye.